Hi. Welcome to Your Life is a Miracle with Micaeus. I have not podcasted in a really long time, and I suppose that I tend to podcast when I'm feeling inspired. So today I thought, well, what do I have to say? I don't know. What is there to be said? As I'm recording this, it's March 2021. All kinds of interesting things going on in the world with COVID, with countries on or going into full lockdowns. I received an email the other day that was an advertisement from the U.S. that said something about what to do post-COVID, how to collect our life together. And while that may feel true for some, in two of the countries that I occupy, Germany and Spain, it does not feel anywhere near post. So I thought, yeah, I'm walking through the park. It feels so serene. There are all these fallen trees from the snow. And I realized I've never gone hiking here in spring. It's an area I love to hike in Madrid. But I thought, I've never gone hiking here in the spring. Wow, everything is so green. Beautiful. Ah, how beautiful to see all of this. And all of these fallen trees and branches snapped and twisted and bent. Everywhere, brush, great mounds of brush. And I just realize it's so beautiful. It's like seeing destruction, and just how beautiful it is that it's created like these coves in the green grass where people go and sit and soak up the sun, but have their own private little like cave spots. It's really beautiful. And it all came from destruction. Someone told me today, who I'm traveling with, they said, so we've come from Germany where we have had very intense lockdown measures, really not able to go out and do things. Stores are closed. Grocery stores are really the only thing that's open. But basically everything else, cafes, clothes shops, any little shop you could think of, including the haircutters for less than 2 weeks ago, were also closed. And so I'm traveling with this person and they tell me, oh my God, I just feel so happy today. I just feel like, just like I'm watching the people and, you know, the laughter and, you know, people talking to their children or people going places or rushing or strolling, just having a myriad of experiences. And this person tells me, I just feel overwhelmed with love and just, this feeling like things are so good. And that this person told me, it's like everything is always so good. There's just so much abundance and love and connection. And people are, you know, doing all the things that they do, whether it's wearing a mask or, you know, getting their kids off to school out of love, out of support, out of wanting to survive and thrive. And I thought, well, that's really interesting. It's really interesting to have that experience of totality and the way that things feel like they connect together in love, the way that we can get little glimpses that we might not actually be so separate from people as we think, that there could be, such as the trees that grow, the roots that connect underneath, that we aren't all so alone. And I said, yeah, I see great transformation. I see gratitude in contrast. What do I mean by that? Well, we have a lot of contrast going on right now. We have a lot of contrast, and we always have contrast. COVID has been like a petri dish for us to see just how intense it could be. I mean, it's in many ways has stripped a lot of the things that we used to do away. We can no longer do those things or maybe go those places or hang out with people. And it's created a great deal of contrast because we think, I just want to do the thing I used to do. And so I just, as this person was saying this to me, I thought, wow, it's just so beautiful, isn't it? I wonder if you can map this onto your life and think, yeah, when did the most difficult things, the most destructive force feel like, oh my gosh, like I have a whole different level of gratitude. I, you know, shared with this person, like, I feel like the first 16 years of my life were Corona. And what I mean by that is it was not an easy situation. It wasn't, I don't know how else to say this. I wasn't born with a silver spoon in my mouth. And there was a lot of turbulence. A lot of turbulence. Like, you know, my mother going to prison and family members going to jail and being addicted to substances and, like, just, you know, different levels of poverty and, yeah, it was difficult. And that destruction led me to leave, first of all, the situation I was in, to do something different, and really to live this kind of gratitude, like to live this contrast. Oh my gosh, it can always get worse. And it can always get better. And what I know to be true, this is what I firmly hold to be true, is that we are masters of our little lives. And that if we are going along, I told somebody this the other day, pick your thoughts like you pick your clothes. Get up every day and you decide the ones that empower you. And if they empower you, that is great. If they expand you, great. If they don't, leave them. You don't need them. They don't need to rule you. You pick your thoughts like you pick your clothes. Why are you going to wear some holy clothes that the wind is blowing through when it's cold outside? You don't need to do that to yourself. Practice some self-love. What happens is we get a little addicted to the drama because it feeds a part of our ego that tells us that connects with love in that way. You know, that it's like, oh, I'm hurting. I want to be loved. Like, I'm going to complain about the weather or this experience because then we can commiserate together. I don't want to commiserate with you. I do not want to commiserate, to be in misery with you. I would rather know you as a person that can move into a desired experience. So when you get up and you think, oh my gosh, this is awful. Like, why are we still doing these corona measures? What else could you entertain? What other idea could you entertain? Take a deep breath in. Breathe in people's suffering. Breathe in your own suffering. Take deep breaths. Stop trying to struggle out of that suffering. What could be here for me in this experience? What could be here for me in this contrast? What can I find that I'm grateful for? That is such a good trick. When you are feeling like everything is so bad and you want that little violin played for you, put yourself into gratitude. What am I thankful for right here? You can go into the smallest of things. I'm grateful for this air, that I have clean air. Not everybody has clean air. I'm grateful that I have food that I can eat every night. I'm grateful for my bed. Start at the smallest things. You can start with things. Then you can start with people. Then you can start with things that are challenges. Yeah? Nobody said that life is easy, but nobody said that it has to be hard. And I know, I just speak from experience, that I have made life so difficult so many times when it did not need to be. What you begin to focus on will become your reality. Like, this could not be stressed enough. Like, you are a little magician, and you don't even know it. That's just wild, you know? It's like, the biggest thing that has been stripped from us is this magical, enchanted feeling with life, and the knowing that we have a great creative capacity. I am so over. I have little tolerance, I should say, for people that want to stay stuck in a victim state. I get that there are victims, but does calling you that, either to yourself or others, bring you transformation? I agree, there is a period that where that needs to be there. An acceptance, yeah? Okay, this thing happened. I feel like shit about it. I want people to know my suffering. Yeah. But then don't get stuck there. Don't hang out there. This is what we mentioned earlier. Pick your thoughts. Pick your state. Pick the things that you tell yourself over and over. I can't do this. I'm not this kind of person. I don't look good. I look old. Whatever. And just tell yourself a new story. Be the little magician in your life. And if that's hard to do, take some steps back. Everything looks huge. So problems, stressful events, situations, things that you feel at the effect of, feel huge while you're right on top of them. But you don't have to be that close. For example, I like to think about the time we're in, this whole COVID thing, and think, one day, this is all going to be historical. One day, I'm going to look and say, oh my gosh, do you remember that thing that we lived? That's now in the history books that our kids and grandchildren ask us about if they're interested. Oh my gosh. And right now, it feels like, oh my God, the worst thing ever. Make it go away. But there's great beauty in contrast. What is this here for? What is this here to show me? How can I move away from it in order to lessen its severity, in order to get some ground, some footing, some perspective? I started to write a book because if you know me or you've talked to me about my childhood, you know that I have all kinds of crazy stories. Like when my mom did jump out of a moving ambulance drunk on the highway because she learned that she was going to be taken to prison as soon as she got to the hospital. for driving drunk while I was strapped down on a gurney. Perspective. It could always be worse, and it could always be better. So, I'm writing this book. I said at the beginning of this podcast, I don't know what I'm going to say. I trust that there's something that is coming through because I'm talking. And what I hope by writing this book is that this bibliographical sort of thing, that people get some perspective and think, okay, wow, it's really helpful for us to see other people's lives, to see into how people lived or lessons they lived, and to map them onto our own. So I'm very grateful for you joining. I'm very grateful for you just allowing me to outspeak, to really just say these things that I don't know where the hell they're going. And I feel a calling to speak and to share. And I know that it's deeper than me. And I'm just very grateful for you being here. And if you like this, then share it, pass it along. And yeah, peace and namaste and all the good vibes. And keep picking your thoughts like you're picking your clothes. Leave those raggedy ones out. Unless you really like those and they bring you some goodness. But don't stay there for long. Many blessings.